What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gobble, gobble.
Thanksgiving special.
Yes. Welcome to Born to Love Thanksgiving special. I'm Ellie Kemper. And
I'm Scott Eckert.
This is our podcast, Born to Love. Every week on the show, we have someone, anyone, come on the show and talk about something, anything that they love. And this week, it's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. Normally, we talk about, well, what's something you love this week, Ellie? What's something you love this week, Scott? But this week, it's a question that's unneeded because we're about to celebrate, I don't know, one of the most, what's the word, Ellie?
Grateful. The thanks-inspiring. Thankful.
Wholesome. Wholesome is the word that I was looking for. Who hates Thanksgiving, Ellie? Do you?
Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I also like Valentine's Day. But not because of the romance. We'll get to that once we do our Valentine's Day episode. Ooh, teaser.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it around February 14th, guys. So tune in then.
But not until.
No,
I love, love, love Thanksgiving. I even like the word. For some reason, the word Thanksgiving has always reminded me of a smile. I just look at that word and it's like, Thanksgiving. It's such a little smile of a word.
Wholesome word. I love it. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish, Ellie?
Stuffing. I love stuffing. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I mean, I like the whole thing. Stuffing is great. It's right up there. I like mashed potatoes. I like turkey. I like gravy. Those are the four big ones.
Yeah.
From my perspective, you need turkey, stuffing, gravy. I like them so much, Ellie, that when I was a child, on my birthday, when my mom said, what do you want for your birthday dinner? I would say, I want Thanksgiving dinner. And she would, bless her heart, make a Thanksgiving dinner for me. Now, the tricky part is that my birthday is in the middle of July.
Yeah.
So it was very, very hot. That's how much I love Thanksgiving. And I am thankful for my mom all those years ago doing that.
That is such a sweet story. Thank you for sharing that because your mom, I know her. She is one of the greatest people that exist.
Yeah, I don't know if she's one of the greatest people who exists. I mean, she's a pretty great mom. She's the greatest mom for me, undoubtedly. Greatest person who ever existed? I don't know.
I did make a huge sweeping statement about your mom. I called her one of the greatest.
I was expecting something along the lines of such a nice lady, but instead...
Your mom is a selfless, generous, all-time great. She is a selfless, generous woman, and I've always loved her. I also wanted to say, when you were describing your favorite Thanksgiving dishes, I do think you have to have green peas on there because... By the way, I've never called them green peas in my life.
Thanksgiving green peas, it brings a smile to your face. Just talk about those green peas.
Are peas any other color? I don't think so. I think that visual is so beautiful. You have the orange, sweet potatoes, green peas, turkey. Listen, everyone can talk about the Thanksgiving food. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people go out of their way to avoid it. I've met someone who really doesn't like Thanksgiving food. But more than that, Scott, and you and I have been trying to do this on a regular basis. When you step away at the core of the holiday, no matter your beliefs, it's a day to reflect on what you're grateful for. Now, that's something we should be doing every day. And how nice and wholesome is that? The other thing I wanted to point out.
You can also drink during the day and watch football for 9 hours.
That is the meaning of the holiday. So celebrate away. It's your day.
You can be grateful. You can spend time with your family, or you can just be cracking Coors and watching football.
Your choice. My favorite part of the holiday is the Wednesday afternoon. The kiddies are getting out of school. Everything's heating up. The adrenaline of it. You know Thanksgiving is coming, and I love it.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve. Scott, I love a turkey trot. One of those 5Ks that goes on all around the country. People having a little jog before they stuff their guts with green peas.
A turkey trot, Ellie, is the only race I've ever done in my entire life. I did a turkey trot in Florida with my in-laws.
Right.
And my mother-in-law and my wife were like, we're going to run this 5K. And my father-in-law and I were like, well, I don't know if we want to run a 5K. And I assured him, I was like, look, it's a turkey trot. We can walk. It's going to be fine. Lo and behold, no, you cannot walk, at least not this one. The police were like pulling up the barricades, and we became so self-conscious, we cut across the field and went directly to the finish line. So because we had taken that shortcut, we ended up in like the top 500 or something, and they gave us free pies. So we really broke the rules.
It was Scott.
I've told that story a handful of times, and to the non-runners, they think it's the funniest thing ever. Ha ha ha, you took a shortcut and you caught a free pie. But for runners like yourself, mortified, horrified, horrification.
As a leading member of the runner community, I would like to speak on behalf of all of us and say, we're disgusted with you. We're offended by that behavior. And yet we give thanks that you signed up in the first place. Because if you want to call yourself a runner, then you are a runner.
Well, I don't blame myself. I don't blame myself.
No, no, I don't blame you either. No, my last words were those of encouragement. It doesn't matter if you ran 2 steps or 22 miles. You're a runner once you start running. We shifted away from Thanksgiving. Let's get back on track here. Thanksgiving is around the corner, but there is a lovely lady also around the corner, Scott, our guest today.
And something I'm thankful for is that my friend, Mary Sohn, is our special Thanksgiving guest. Mary is a comedian. She is an actress. You probably recognize her from AP Bio, on which she plays the very funny teacher, Mary. Mary plays Mary, one of my favorite shows, and she's fantastic in it. She also appears in Work in Progress. Mary is on Comedy Bang Bang, a variety of podcasts. I believe she hosts her own, and she's come on to talk to us today about comeuppance. She was born to love comeuppance, Ellie.
See, we sprinkled the little wholesome thankfulness with a little naughty comeuppance. So that's how we like our cranberry sauce with the salty mashed potatoes. We like to mix up all the flavors here on the show. I am so excited to chat with Mary. She's one of the greatest people, like your mom.
Yes, that like I my know. Mother. She's a nice lady and one of the greatest of all time.
When we come back, let's do that. Okay, we're back, guys. We're here on Born to Love, talking about things we love. And one of the greatest things, I should say one of the greatest people we love, is Mary Sohn. Mary, hi.
Hello, good morning, you guys.
Thanks so much for coming on the podcast, Mary.
What an absolute pleasure. I just wondered, maybe you've already discussed this on your other episodes, but have you ever considered a combined name?
A combined name?
So Scott and Ellie, maybe we're talking about a Skelly. Or maybe we go for a classic Elliot.
Elliot is pretty great. Now I want us to be Elliot. And it's like E.T., the way that E.T. says yes! Elliot is the way that you say our combined name.
Elliot.
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 Elliot. I like that. Okay, so Mary, you, and I don't want to put any tint on this until you tell us about it.
Tint?
Because it sounds like a bad tint.
Okay.
Like a negative tint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I hear you. No. As soon as you said it, I knew what you meant, but it was also a little weird, right, Mary? Is tint? It's an unusual word.
Well, do you know what I was about to say? I don't want to taint this. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, taint isn't the word I want either. So I chose
taint is also tint. A tough word.
Scott, we all know that it's a tough word. I was gracefully tiptoeing around that piece of it, of the taint. Okay, Mary, you love comeuppance. Tell me everything.
Oh, I sure do. Just, you know, in this unjust world, can't we have a little something? Can't we have a little dopamine hit when somebody gets what they deserve?
Yep.
A little deserved rebuke. Yes. It's just the best.
It's so satisfying. And I know, maybe I don't know. I'm assuming you don't want someone to be like, you don't want their lives ruined.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't want it to be like irreversible damage, I guess. Or
correct.
Do you? I don't know. Wait,
let's define our terms here. So,
yes,
so
So taint means.
So Schadenfreude is like enjoying someone else's misfortune, right?
Sure.
Like you're watching an Adam Sandler movie and someone gets just knocked in the balls and everybody laughs and the theater goes wild, right? Like that's Schadenfreude. But comeuppance is very different, right? So how would you sort of define it, Mary?
So I feel like it's best described in examples. So, you know, the person that's pushing their way to the front of the line, but once that person gets to the front, they're instructed that they need to go all the way back or to a different line.
Yes.
How delicious is
yes.
that?
Oh my gosh. My mouth is watering. By the way, I always say Schadenfreude.
Oh.
Is that how it's said? Now I'm self-conscious that I was saying
it.
I said Schadenfreude. But maybe that's wrong.
No, I think it's Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. What do you say, Mary?
Schadenfreude.
Yeah, all right. Mary and I, it's Team Marriott.
I also... Oh, my gosh.
Marriott and Elliott.
Are you the brains behind the Marriott?
That's how we got her on this podcast, Ellie.
You knew each other from your Marriott days?
Yeah, we have controlling ownership of a chain of hotels. Mary and I do.
Oh, my God. Do people know that?
Now they do. This is our coming out party.
Well, you must be extremely rich.
Well,
we don't like to talk about it.
We've both made some irresponsible choices. We don't like to talk about it. We should be. We got our own comeuppance because there was for a period of time
Uh-oh.
We were living real high on the hog.
Correct.
And then the person at the front sent us to the back of the line.
So this is what that's the distinction that needs to be made. It's not Schadenfreude. You're looking for justice to be served, basically.
Just a little dose of justice.
So, well, I have to ask, like, have you had that dopamine kick this week?
Well, this happens on kind of a daily basis. Is I love when the one really bad aggressive driver either gets pulled over or all the cars around them kind of rally around the fact that we hate this person. This is my like kind of on the daily.
Yes.
They're like, okay, you're on the 101. Somebody's driving like an ass. And then all the other cars are like, hey, we all agree. This person we don't like. And it's just a little hit of like you're saying, justice.
Yep. Yep.
And I like that you're seizing on not just the comeuppance itself, but the camaraderie that the comeuppance builds, right? I do like sharing a look with a stranger in another car that's like, do you believe this guy? And the other person's like, yeah, that guy's a real asshole. And it's like, yeah, man, I believe in humanity. My faith in humanity was tested by that jerk's driving, but it's been refreshed by our mutual disdain for that jerk.
Well, And not only that, but the fact that you rally around the bad driver, that you all agree, no, 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 that guy is in the wrong, or gal. It's very reassuring.
Let me ask you this, Mary. Now I don't want to focus on traffic, because again, it's something that we don't love. But I like, whenever there's somebody who's like really in a hurry, I definitely try to slow down. I definitely act. I'm an agent of comeuppance in those instances where it's like, if there is somebody who's being a jerk and I'm in front of them and they're really trying to pass, like, you know, when you're on a highway where there's just like two lanes and it's got the double line and they can't pass you, if that person is like tailgating, or let alone, God forbid, honking, I'm going to go so slow. There's no better way to get me to drive slowly than to encourage me with your horn to hurry up.
Wait, Scott, that's so risky.
What do you mean risky? Well, what's going to happen?
People are insane. They're gonna crash into you. They're going to hit your car. Like, do you don't think that's scary? I think that's the rage of another person is like so scary to me, especially on the road.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Have you ever felt like you were the person getting her comeuppance?
Oh, wow. You know, quite a bit, actually. As much as I feel like I get it, I also feel like I get pwned on the daily as well. One time, what I thought was going to be like a hooray moment for me, I was at a coffee shop one time, and I was just like working with my, you know, MacBook and a charger, and this guy with a Surface Pro, random guy, just starts talking to me, and he's just like, you know, what are you even doing on that thing? Are you doing any sort of like crazy editing? No one needs that level of like machinery. Yada yada yada. I'm literally, I don't know him, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I just like it. And he's like, well, what do you like about it? I was like, I prefer like the magnetic charger. He's like, magnetic charger. That's why you're going to get that. I was like, no, you, sir, you asked me. The man like scoffs. And as he's getting up, he trips on his Surface Pro cord. The computer flies across the coffee shop in a comedic way. The screen shatters. And I was like, look at this. Look at this. No, but go on. Go on about the Surface Pro.
Right, right.
And then just feeling high on life as I'm walking to my car, just like, well, that was a win for me.
Right.
I ate so bad on the curb. And I was like, moments after, flying high only to biff it later. It was.
Wow. It's a double tap comeuppance. So what did he do when his Surface Pro launched across the room and shattered? How did he react to it?
He did do this sort of like, as if somebody else had done it. Sir, that was on you. And then just quickly gathered his dignity quietly and walked out.
with his Surface Pro. What is, if I were to make a list of things to brag about owning, a Surface Pro would not appear on that list. But in a serious way, a Surface Pro? It's like bragging about having the little floss things that you use to floss your teeth with.
That's exactly right. But also that he felt that he had the energy, that he had room in his life to come after you, a stranger, for her computer choice is psychotic. And that whole episode, I wish it had ended. I wish it had ended with him tripping. And that was the, end of it.
I know, me too. It would have just sealed it up so perfectly.
Did the coffee shop burst into applause?
I mean, there were some stifled because people were observing it. They knew like, oh, this woman is just trying to work. So they all kind of were there for it. But unfortunately, on my triumphant walk out, I felt some eyes.
Yeah.
I felt some eyes when I fell. So. Yeah.
He was watching with his like window rolled down and he shouts with triumph. He's like, Surface Pro! Eat that laptop. Oh my God. That is a mind-blowing story. Oh.
I mean, I let me ask you this because I have a feeling I know the answer. Are you a rule follower, Mary?
You know, I am, not to the point where I outwardly call people out on their stuff. So okay. I'm more of a cowardly quiet rage. But
same.
I do think, you know what, Marriott, the community stands behind Marriott.
Yes.
But there was this one time that I felt like it was very hope-giving. When I moved to LA, I was like dating people and I went on this date with this guy that I didn't know very well who just had, he just reflected like toxic male energy throughout everything. Toxic chef energy, which is, you know, next level.
Wait, was he a chef?
He was.
Yeah, I thought you were using it as an example, which I understood immediately because there are all these shows about chefs lately and I like knew exactly what you meant. But he actually was a chef. No ill will towards any of our chef listeners. I groaned, not that he was a chef, but that he was emitting this like toxic chef energy. Yeah,
correct. And I feel like all chefs should want better representation than this man.
That's it.
Yeah, very stereotypical chef energy. That being said, terrible date, but then he did end up coming back to my place. And I had just moved in my house. So I was feeling like embarrassed. I was like, I don't really have all my artwork set up. I had like a print that was just set up on my bed frame. It just felt very like juvenile, a bit janky.
Yeah.
But this man comes over and we start making out. And the makeout also reflects this sort of toxic male chef. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, oh, it just something in the body feels wrong. Like, oh, this just feels bad.
Yep.
And just kind of at the height of his toxicity, this print falls on his head, directly on this man's head.
Yep.
And I just was like, you know what? There is a God.
Yep. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love
that's it. That's great. Did he get hurt? Like, but like, it was the appropriate amount of hurt. He experienced pain without really getting hurt. Is that, I'm guessing? Because that's what I would want.
Yeah, I will say it was a very satisfying amount of hurt. Like, it hurt enough to make him be like, ooh, ouch.
Yep. That's what we want. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Someone who is, I don't want to say somebody who is confident because we should all be confident in who we are. Sure. Otherwise, change. If you don't like who you are, change it. Change the conversation, right? Is that a Mad Men quote? Yeah, quote Mad Men. Is it? If you don't like it, change the conversation. Something like that. I'm butchering it. Chef, butcher. Okay, anyway, guys, somebody stop me. No, I'm stupid. Okay. Everyone should be confident, but there is a thing that comes along with somebody who so clearly loves themselves that came across with this guy that makes me crazy. And also, Mary, when I try to like communicate that to someone, like if I'm trying to describe either a friend or like somebody in People magazine whose toxic energy I can't stand, it's once you try to explain it to someone, it's so hard because you're like, why does that upset you so much? And I can't explain why. I don't know. It's like a bad itch. It just bothers you.
But you're from the Midwest, right?
Yeah. Are you?
Yes.
You're from Chicago.
I'm from Champaign.
Champaign,
Illinois.
Yes.
And I do think it's kind of baked in our foundation. Again, I don't want to speak for all of us, but there is a little bit of like a thread of, and who do you think you are? That I feel like we've all been raised with.
That's exactly right.
I agree completely. I'm from Minnesota. We're Minnesota. People in Minnesota, they're nice. They're famously nice. They don't like to brag about themselves.
Right.
So when I hear it, I don't like it. But then again, I constantly brag about myself. But on the other hand, I balance out that bragging by telling humiliating stories about myself. Since this came up, you Mary, said, you know, sometimes you deserve your own comeuppance or whatever, as you did when you tripped. And cycling through my head is a story about myself. And I've been like literally resisting the temptation to tell yet another humiliating story about myself. And I don't want to do it.
Scott.
Bless us.
Yeah, exactly. Bless us. Also, you're begging us to beg you to tell the story.
No. I'll tell the payoff from the story, okay? There was in college, I was with this...
wants to tell the story.
I want to tell the story, but it's a mistake. My comeuppance. This is my comeuppance. So whatever. It was college. There was this crazy party. Everybody was really drunk, and I was a jerk. I was a jerk to this guy, and we don't need to get into all the specifics. But I was a jerk to this guy. And the next morning, we sat down together, and we're all like not feeling great. And I was looked at him, and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have like said that stuff or whatever." And he looked at me. And he goes, "It's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, you know." But what I'm going to do, because we like the rooming situation was such that he could come into my bedroom anytime he wanted. And he goes, "It's okay. What I'm going to do is one night in the next 3 months, I'm going to come into your room while you're sleeping there and I'm going to poop on your bed."
No.
And my sincere reaction to him was, "Please don't do that. I understand why you would. And maybe I deserve it, but please don't poop on my bed when I'm sleeping in it."
Oh, he said while you're sleeping.
While I'm sleeping in it was the key. He wasn't just going to leave a present in my bed. He was literally going to like poop on me.
Wow.
This is absolutely the same guy who came after you for your computer, Mary.
Oh, it's the was it?
Scott, don't name names.
Is he a big aficionado of the Surface Pro? No, he was great. He was a really great guy.
Yeah, he sounds amazing.
To his credit, he never did it. No, he never did it.
Oh, wow.
But I lived in fear. I lived in fear until the end of that year. And you know what?
And that's worse than the bed poo.
Well, that's just it.
Mm-hmm. The fear.
So he never said, "By the way, Scott, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to do it."
Nope, he never did. He let me live in fear. And there was a karmic balance to it, because I think ultimately that's what it comes down to, right? We like the karmic balance of comeuppance. And I had wronged him. I apologized. And my comeuppance was fearing that he would poop in my bed.
Well, yes. Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And we don't need to talk about current events. Guys, is that me begging to talk about current events?
Oh, I can't wait. What current event could you possibly?
No, we're not going to. But I don't want to say this applies to every public shaming, but it does feel when someone is, or some corporation or some entity is publicly shamed for a very good reason, we as a society, we're reading that, we're watching that, we're grinning and we're nodding our heads. You got your comeuppance. And it's not, we don't like to see, you know, we're not like animals. We don't like to see people get flogged, but we like to see people held to account.
That's it. That's it. Even in these like little bites, I'm not really on social media, but from time to time, I like to check in with the TikTok just because I feel like Gen Z does hold people accountable for their terrible behavior.
Yep. Yes, yes.
And,
yes.
You know, if that means that someone is being let go from their insurance company, so be it.
Right.
I feel like comeuppance is a way for us to, like, as a community, learn. You know, we learn how to apologize.
Yeah.
We learn how to reflect in the best ways.
Right. But this is the tricky part for me, because I'm imagining Surface Pro guy. Like, what do I want to happen if I'm really being honest with myself? Do I want Surface Pro guy to change and be a better person? Or do I want Surface Pro guy to continue being a jerk and for his Surface Pro to continue to get smashed? I want that guy to go to the Microsoft store and buy a brand new Surface Pro and then berate another laptop user and then smash his new Surface Pro all over again. That makes me a bad person. I don't know. I'm like, there's something bad that's going to happen to me later today. I'm going to think back to this conversation and be like, I deserved it.
You're going to find an active poo on your head.
That's it. And oh, it's still warm. The other thing I want to say is, do you think this is occurring to me as we're discussing it? There's any piece of this whole comeuppance that is good things and bad things happen to all people all of the time.
Sure.
So a man like Surface Pro tripping over the cord, that was a wonderful coincidence. And I am grateful that happened. And I enjoy that almost more than someone being ordered or told to do something. So there's two examples here. There's the guy tripping over his cord, and there's the person being told to please move to the back of the line. I don't know which, I guess I don't know which I enjoy more. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm sorry. Is it fate? Like, are you talking about the difference is it's the universe delivering comeuppance versus some institutional body.
Yes.
And the institutional body, to me personally, less interesting, less exciting. Like, that's just justice being served. Comeuppance, much funnier and more fun when the universe delivers it.
And also more powerful, don't you? Because literally the universe is like, no, as opposed to the, you know, official.
You got caught.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I agree.
It really does bolster us. I think we're like, oh, I'm not alone in this world. Someone is looking out for
me. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And I think what's really lovely about loving comeuppance is that it might not happen right away. It might not happen in a week or a month.
The universe takes its time.
The universe will not be told what to deliver. It's comeuppance. But listen to me, because it always does.
I don't know if that's true. It seems the sad thing is, I think most people deserving comeuppance probably don't get it. Is that cynical about the world?
I would love to check the data on that, because I don't think you're right, Scott.
You don't think I'm right? Well, as a former, you know, Fortune 500 CEO myself, founder of Marriott.
Yeah, what happened?
I can tell you that many of my fellows, our fellows, Mary and my fellows on the top of that list, like the wealthiest people in the world, I don't think they're feeling a lot of comeuppance in their daily lives.
Okay. Also, are you former because of your
mistakes,
your responsible choices? Or
yeah.
But the Marriott is still thriving.
Marriott's still
alive and well. Okay.
It's complicated. In fact, we've both signed numerous NDAs.
We've said too much.
We've said too much. My comeuppance is going to come in the form of legal notices from the Marriott Corporation. Okay, Mary, thank you for, we're usually a little more positive. You've helped us reveal our devilish side. Well, stick around. We have a game that we like to play with all our guests.
We love to play this. It's called Love It or Loathe It, and we would love to play it with you after this short break.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We're back, you guys. We're back with Mary Sohn. We are going to play our delicious game with Mary called Love It or Loathe It. Mary, we are going to lob some topics at you, and we want you to tell us if you love the thing or you loathe the thing. Let me be clear. There is no in between. You can't be lukewarm about something. You either love it or loathe it, and then please tell us why.
Okay.
All right.
Love it.
Okay. Mary, love it or loathe it. AP Bio.
Not the show. The actual advanced placement course.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves the show. We know it. You love the show. You're great on it. What about the course?
Speaking as somebody who did take AP Bio, loathe it. Loathe it.
I'm there with you. But tell me why.
This one is a little bit of a weird reason for why I didn't like it. My AP Biology teacher was a bit of a lower back toucher.
That's not okay at all.
What?
And so I feel like that really colored the experience.
It tinted it in a really bad way. A really bad tint. That's awful. And I bet he had bad breath. I just bet.
Oh, you know it.
I know I did.
It was coffee and a dead tooth. It was really bad.
That's his comeuppance, is the teeth died. Just imagine him toothless now. If it's a mouthful of dead teeth, that's
Scott.
Well, no, that's what's comeuppance was the topic. I'm just saying, I hope that that's what happened to him because he was a jerk. Love it or loathe it, Mary. Pickleball.
Oh, that's a love it. Love it. It is the one exercise that's actually joyful and not punishing. It is so fun, and I play with comedy people. It's a blast.
What, how is it different from tennis in a nutshell?
It's like a shrunken down court, and the paddle is that of like a ping pong paddle, and you play with like a wiffle ball. So it's just a dang fun game.
And you're outside. Well, maybe you're in, maybe they're inside pickleball courts.
I'm outside.
You're out there.
I'm outside.
So you're getting fresh air. You're there with your fresh comedy friend. Yeah.
I'm getting my laughs in.
It's sweeping the nation, Ellie. It's like, everybody's loving it. It's the thing.
Do you play?
Yes, Scott. Do you play?
I've only played one time, and I will confess, I did love it. I did love it. I didn't want to, and in spite of it, I was like, oh, wow, this is really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a fun game. I mean, I love it. Oh, wait. No, guys, I've never played it. Okay. Mary, love it or loathe it. This is a little bit of a callback. The Marriott.
Love it. Love
Marriott hotels.
I love a Marriott. Why do you love them or it?
Because you always know what you're going to get. Yeah, all the consistency.
Yeah, not that it's not that Airbnb experience. Who knows what you're going to get? Marriott, here's what you're going to get. Great hotel room, great buffet, maybe some legal trouble.
But the first two, I'll take. I love a Marriott.
I love that you love it.
I mean, I love a very specific Marriott, the Residence Inn.
Is that Residence Inn by Marriott?
By Marriott. Mm-hmm. Why else would I bring it up? And so, yeah, I do love that. So Mary, yeah, on the same page, because I'm not looking for a unique experience, you know.
Oh, no. In fact, that sort of consistency on my deathbed, I just hope somebody transfers me to a queen-size Marriott bed. Puts a little bag of Cheetos and a big container of ice on the side. That's all I need.
You just described Mary. Wait, okay. We're going to have to talk offline because that is when I have to think about like, what would make me happy? I think you just described it. I'm like having a spiritual experience. Okay. Thank you.
All right, Mary, love it or loathe it. Love it or loathe it. Uno. You know, the card game Uno.
Oh, sure.
My kids love it. How about you?
I love Uno.
Oh!
I love Uno because also in theme, I love when somebody does you dirty who's right before you and then you hit them with the reverse and then you hit the skip.
Oh my God.
I love that game.
You're not an Uno pretender. You're talking skip? Everyone knows reverse. You're talking skip? Nah, 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 nah. I bet you know the colors. She knows all the colors. Mm-hmm. She knows yellow. She knows blue. She knows red. What's the last one? She knows it's green. You are an expert. The only people who know about Uno, in my experience, usually it's parents of young, small children. Now you, Mary. You are an mm-hmm. Uno expert, and you love it, and I love that you love it.
All right. Okay, I have another question for you, Mary. Love it or loathe it? Uno, the number.
Oh.
The number.
You know what? I love it. I love it because my friend and I go to Vegas and play video roulette, and she's always screaming, I got to put down one because I have to play for me. So when my friend is playing for her, yep. she's hitting that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of yourself first.
You got to.
Right?
You got to play for you.
You got to play for you. She loves Uno, your friend and you.
I see. Yeah. There's a lot of profound philosophy in this round of Love It or Loathe It.
I've never like been through a round of Love It or Loathe It where I've felt more seen. And also all of this wisdom is like really resonating with me. So I'm changing over here.
All right. Last one, Mary. Uno, the pizzeria. Love It or Loathe It.
Oh, you know, if I'm being honest, I've never had it.
Oh, well, you got to pick. Those are the rules of the game.
I'm only going to say loathe it because I once went there with an ex-boyfriend and he got pissed and like walked away. So that's why I've never had it.
Wow.
And to me, that means it's cursed.
That seems like a good reason not to like a place.
That's an Uno experience. Oh, also, isn't... I think we, you know, we did the three Unos as like, ha, 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 Uno, 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 but which everyone is like wiping tears from their eyes as they're driving home. They're like, they did three Unos in a row.
They had to pull over.
Each one was a different one. But I'm realizing, Mary, I'm glad we asked you because not only were you born in Champaign, but you spent a lot of time in Chicago.
Right.
There's an, I live in New York. There's an Uno pizzeria by me, and it has survived every economic downturn. It's still there, like throughout the pandemic. It is like on Columbus Avenue, thriving. And it always says, you know, Chicago pizzeria. So I'm wondering what is its perception? You've only been there once. It was a horrible experience. You never ate it. But what is even the perception of an Uno in Chicago?
I think it's, you know, a real, second choice.
Yeah, that's what I would
Yeah, think. I don't think anyone's going to Chicago to eat at Uno.
Not
yeah.
number one.
That's what I thought. Scott, do you have any in Minnesota?
Yeah, man, of course. I mean, when you're in Chicago, don't go to Pizzeria Uno because like there's better places. When you're not in Chicago, hit that Uno up. If you want some deep, do you want some deep dish pizza? Yeah. Delicious.
But not Mary.
No, the experience at Uno was poison for Mary. And you can't go back.
Forever.
And that's okay. Yeah. You know, but for everybody else who hasn't been dumped at an Uno before the food arrived, check it out. If you like deep dish pizza, I mean, it looks like a pizza. You got to eat it with a knife and fork. You guys know what deep dish pizza is. I love it.
It looks like a pizza.
We do. We do. But a lot of people are really surprised the first time they, I've seen the data. A lot of people are really surprised the first time they see a deep dish pizza. They don't believe it's a pizza because it's like a pie.
They're trying to scoop into that metal pan. They're trying to scoop in with their hands. They get burned. The piece is falling apart. Don't do that, guys. When you check out Pizzeria Uno, don't scoop the pizza, the slice of pizza out with your hand. Eat it with a knife and fork.
Are they scooping out with their hands? You mean because they think it's like regular pizza that you grab?
Yes, of course that's why. They think it's regular pizza, but it's not. It's deep dish.
I thought they had just like lost their minds and were just like, oh.
I don't know. No, I'll tell you who does scoop it with their hands. Oh. And that's going to be Surface Pro. And you're saying the sauce is going to be hot? He's like, nah, I know what I'm doing. And he's just going to be in there with his mitts scooping away.
Surface Pro, he's like, why'd you get pasta at a pizza place? Why'd you get pasta? And then he sticks his hand in and it's seared. It's melted to the pan.
What would make you happier than to see his little hands singed? I hope he's listening to this because he knows exactly who he is.
He definitely knows who he is.
And just quickly, I wanted to know, if somebody did this, I kept like mulling it over in my head, like, what should I have said? Should I have just shut it down? I don't know.
You mean what should you have done differently in the situation?
Yeah.
I got a line for you that I learned from my kids. You say, hey, friend, don't yuck somebody else's yum. I like a laptop. It's my yum. Don't yuck it. Right? I like deep dish pizza. You don't like deep dish pizza? Don't yuck my yum. That's a philosophy that I live by.
Scott, did you make that up?
No, I didn't. My kids told me.
Where'd you hear it?
My kids probably learned it on Daniel Tiger. I don't know. There's a lot of wisdom. I learned a lot of wisdom from my kids. Don't yuck somebody's yum.
Yeah, and so maybe that's what you would have said had you been familiar with the phrase yuck or don't yuck my yum.
Now, I can't believe that we're supposed to be a love or loathe it. We're supposed to be wrapping this show up. But Surface Man has so captivated us.
Yeah.
He keeps coming back to Surface Man.
Surface Pro Man. Surface.
It's a Surface Pro. That's true. He'd probably be real upset to hear me calling him Surface Man. Okay. Well,
I mean,
let's land this thing.
Mary, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us and to be on Born to Love. We had a wonderful time talking about comeuppance and especially all the different iterations of Uno, all the different meanings of that word.
You can drive again, people. Those of you pulled over at our three Unos, get on the road. There's not a fourth Uno coming if you're waiting.
Thank you both so much. I really had such a good time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.